Annie Dugan is the curator for the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings on Northland Morning. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing fabulous. We have a huge week this week. It's the second Friday of the month is always a really good time to get out and see art. Just so happens that a lot of openings are falling, on that second Friday of the month, and you can kind of make a impromptu art stroll out of the whole deal. So this Friday, the 14th, I would start your stroll at ICO, the Gamaji Gallery on First. They always put out the best spread. I'm gonna say it here on KUMD. Everyone will know it. The challenge has been laid. When ICO puts on a show, an art exhibit, they put on the best food in the community. So I challenge any other gallery, including the Duluth Art Institute, to top them, because if you don't go for the art, you go for the food. It's fabulous. And the show this Friday is three women, three artists, three friends. It's Joey Copps, Rachel Weisnager, and Wendy Savage, and it'll be drawings, beadwork, sculpture. It's always really interesting to see artists who, you know, they might not be working collaboratively, but they're working side by side. Their friends, you know, things that they talk about might filter through. I think it's always fascinating to see how people's artwork influences others when you're working alongside of each other. So I think that'll be really interesting to see. That's at ICO from 5:30 to 8:30 on Friday. And then you can take a walk over, still staying on First Street, over to the Red Herring. The Red Herring has been doing fabulous shows lately of artwork. It looks great on their beautiful brick walls. And you can get their fabulous cocktails when you go see their artwork. It's William Hurst. He does blue lapis photography, amazing landscape pieces. So it's sort of appropriate that August is a landscape photography piece, because I feel like that's when our North Woods is sort of at the height of photographability. So that'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday. And then at the Prose Gallery from 7 to 11 p.m. on Friday evening is a show called Hold Tight. And they've been planning this one for a while. It's really exciting. It's a collaborative ceramic show. It's two Minneapolis potters, Emily Moorbacher and Jessica Buenrostro, and they are mixing handmade ceramics wares with local produce, feminist theory, humor. It's going to be, there's a dinner beforehand, that's an invite, but if you email Flo at Prove, you can see if there's any spots available. I think there's spots for 40 total. So it's a women's dinner in the gallery with produce from around the area, all local stuff. And so part of the piece, in addition to these very functional ceramics pieces, is the kind of discussions and relational aesthetics. There's a movement in art world called relational aesthetics, where it's about creating community, creating conversations, and these two women are doing that with the exhibit at Prove. So that'll be really fascinating to be a part of and to see. So rest up this week, because you have a full Friday ahead of you, Chris.
All right, we will do that. And we'll rest up our appetites as well.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks so much, Annie, for your time.
Thanks, Chris. Take care.
You too. Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and our host for Where's Art Monday on Northland Morning at 8:30.